Welcome to Life Words Day by Day. You know, I've been in the midst of several counseling sessions where I've heard with my own two ears a husband or a wife say, "I know that leaving my spouse is what the Lord wants me to do," even though they know it clearly goes against God's very own word. So what is their basis? Well, the basis for their morality is their own personal situation. They're not happy. They're not getting what they want. It's not going their way, so they want out. To live upon conviction of God's word requires the will of man that has been redeemed by Christ to be yielded to Christ and his word. G.K. Chesterton once said, "What we suffer from today is humility in the wrong place. A man was meant to be doubtful about himself, but undoubting about the truth. And this has been exactly reversed in our day." We no longer tend to be people who live by conviction, but by preference, so long as the situation is favorable. But as soon as the situation gets difficult, uncomfortable, or not to my liking, we oftentimes discover that what we thought was a conviction was simply a preference. So we see in 1 Samuel 26 that David grew in his trust in God's word and in God's ability to do justice. He does not let circumstances determine his values. His convictions are not subject to change, here at least, based on the ease of opportunity. So I wonder, how flexible are your principles? As you pray today, please remember Jacob and Miriam, part of our Creative Access missionary team. And also remember the Matambwe Life Word broadcast that's heard throughout Tanzania.